NPR. Believe so. If we have to quote NPR, I guess we have to talk like NPR people. But anyway,
okay, let's do that. Let's talk like NPR people.
Let's talk about Friends and the TV show Friends.
Oh, okay. And, well, we just talked about the reunion, and that's sort of past and it's old news at this point. But you know, let's keep this story going.
No. I want to rank the Friends from worst to best.
The episodes or the people?
The people. So you have six friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you put dead last?
As the worst, the character?
Yes. The person you don't like, the person they could write off, number one to go is?
Ross.
Really?
I could do without Ross.
Really?
Oh, I hate all that. He's so smug.
See, that's their number six pick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they can write him off and I'd be fine.
76% of voters voted him worst friend.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's very self-involved. He's not a very good boyfriend. He doesn't really communicate very well. And if you think about it, he's really the least good friend. Because remember when Monica was bitten by the stingray or whatever, the jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
You know, Chandler and Joey offered to pee on her.
Ross wasn't there, though.
No, but Ross was just like, ew, and it's my sister. I would never pee on her. Like, you know, Ross was never like, listen, you know, for survival, he's one of these people that would just never, he wouldn't pee on you if he had to. If you needed a friend to pee on you, he would not pee on you.
You're ranking friends on how they would pee on you.
No, Listen, I don't think he was a very good boyfriend to Rachel. I think every time, instead of communicating with her and saying, hey, what's going on? Are we doing this? Are we not? He was like very passive aggressive. And then because he was passive aggressive, he would get insecure and like bring some other girl in to make her jealous. I don't like that game playing. I could do without him. No, boring. And you know, it's crazy because David Schwimmer as an actor is very good. I like him very much he seems like a really likable guy. Don't care for Ross. Goodbye.
Really? See, that's mm-hmm. surprising to me because I think laughing out loud was probably most with Ross than really? Anybody else. Yeah. Ross had great timing. He was one of those actors that would go the extra mile. I think he's brilliant.
No. As an actor, he's very good. That's what I'm saying. As an actor, he's terrific. But as a character, he was a prick.
All right. So you agree with them. Number six, Ross. Who's number five?
Of the worst friend. I would say of the worst. Well, we're talking about the worst friend in terms of who's not a good friend, right?
Right.
Who
you can deal without.
Who I can deal without. Let's see. I mean, I think Phoebe's one of my favorites because she's so original and she's so herself. And I think she is trying really hard to be liked all the time. So she's probably true blue.
Mm-hmm.
Monica also really wants to be liked because she used to be fat. So now that she's skinny, she, you know what I mean? She really understands bullying and that kind of thing.
And
so
her
she's always
made up.
Yeah,
for
she's.
A lot
I mean,
of
she's.
Jokes.
Yeah, she's a total like. You know, she's a girl boss, and she's a girlfriend. She's always on the side of the girl.
Strong,
she takes the side of the girl.
She had a job as a chef.
Yeah, I think maybe next off the list, I can do without Chandler.
Okay, they are saying number five, Rachel.
Well, I almost went Rachel for the same reason that I was saying Ross, because Rachel is also very self-involved, but. Rachel's the best listener out of all of them.
Yeah, but they say her offbeat comic energy, they didn't like. Like putting Little Women in the freezer.
Right.
You know, they didn't like that. So number five, they pick Rachel. Number four, who do you pick?
Is theirs Chandler?
No.
Because I would have gone Rachel next.
Okay, Monica, number four.
No. I would say of all of them, Monica is probably one of the better friends. Monica should be in the top two. She cooks. Mm-hmm. She's there for you. Monica will be in the middle of work at her own restaurant that has her own damn name on it. And somebody will call her and need her. And she will leave her place of business to go be with you. She's, you know what? She's too good a friend. She's somebody that like easily gets taken advantage of that I felt bad for. No, she's a good friend.
She put a turkey on her head to make Joey laugh.
There you go.
Who's going to put a turkey on their head?
Exactly. So, nobody but Monica.
Nobody but Monica, who on their list is number four. Number three, wrong. Joey.
Yeah, I could see why Joey would be next on that list, because it's not that Joey doesn't have a lot to offer. You know, Joey's a taker. He's a good friend, but womanizer. He doesn't have anything. He's a womanizer, but who cares about that? That's no skin off of my back who he sleeps. He's open sexually. Good for him. I think that's awesome. Good for him. No, I think the reason why Joey is next on the list is because he doesn't have much to offer. You know what I mean? He only has himself. He doesn't work for a cool company. He doesn't know cool people.
He was
the things
of our lives. He was, you know, Dr. Drake Ramore.
I know, but he's one boy with like 9 sisters, so he doesn't have a brother you can hook up with, you know? No, thank you.
But he was Dr. Drake Ramore.
Yeah, again, a soap opera actor.
Smell the fart acting.
Well, even that. Okay, he didn't even try to be a real actor there. It was smell the fart acting. That's not even, no. Goodbye. I don't need you.
Okay, so number two on their list, Chandler.
Yeah, I said Chandler earlier.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, he's just boring.
He had the good jokes, though.
Yeah, no, he's funny. He's definitely your funny friend. But I think the problem with Chandler is he's your good time friend. When you want to go out and party and drink and have a good time and rage all night, Chandler's your guy. Mm-hmm. But if you need a shoulder to cry on or a real moment, you're not getting that from Chandler. He is very two-dimensional.
Yeah, you're going to the number one pick for that, and that's Phoebe.
I'm telling you. Phoebe is, she's your girl. She's a girl's girl. Phoebe and Monica are my top two.
Yeah, but if I'm voting people off the island, I think I'm voting Phoebe off first, because I could have went through the whole series without Phoebe and I would have been fine.
She's too quirky for you?
Yeah, I mean, her, because she was always the B story. Never really was the A story.
That's a good point.
So I didn't really care about her stories at all. When she
it was
got
always
pregnant,
about Ross and Rachel
care.
Or Monica and Chandler. We didn't really. You're right. That's actually a really good point. If things that happened to Phoebe there did not really matter, like the whole thing where she went and met her brother and she had that taxi. Yeah. I could care less about those storylines.
Couldn't care about her brother. I hated that. And she was a masseuse, you know, but everything she did and everything Joey did was always B story. It was never A story. So If I was fast forwarding through bits, and I do that now when I watch it, I will fast forward through Phoebe's parts.
Right. Well, that is why Rachel should not be so low on their list, because she was always A story. Rachel's storyline was always what Friends was about that week.